I was just talking to my mom. She lives in State College near Penn State. She was telling me about a guy who was out there hunting deer just last year. This guy got up early in the morning, wanted to be the first one out there. 4 a.m., and he promptly fell fast asleep and woke up at 6 a.m. with the sunrise and a loud snort. And he looked, and he didn't see a deer. He saw about a 7-foot bear. And he panicked, but he knew what he had to do. He grabbed his rifle, he aimed, pulled the trigger, and heard a loud click. The gun jammed. Well, the bear was provoked and hungry, and so he made his move, and this guy did something he hadn't done for maybe 15 years. He prayed. He curled up into a ball like a fetal position, you know, when you're utterly terrified, and he prayed, but he didn't know how to pray, and so he just kind of shouted out, "God, if you're up there, help me. Make this bear a Christian bear. Make him do the right thing." That was the best he could do. And he opened his eyes and he looked over his shoulder. And down on his knees was this bear. "Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts which we're about to receive from thy bounty." Okay, so it's not entirely true. But it does serve a purpose, and that is it illustrates a point that for me, and I think for a lot of people, what does it mean to be a Christian man or woman? When I grew up, the most it meant was, well, we'd sometimes say grace before meals. Well, that takes you so far, but it doesn't take you far enough, I discovered, because when I was in high school, I discovered that with a faith that shallow, it just didn't really protect me from the kinds of things I needed protection from. I had moved, and I was entering a new situation. And I don't know how many of you ever experienced that before, but when you're going to a new school in a whole new area and you have to make a whole new bunch of friends, it's intimidating. It was for me, at least. And so about 6 months into this new experiment, I was really pleased to discover that the most popular kid in the whole school, the funniest guy, a great athlete, who only lived about a half a block away, just decided to befriend me. And so we did everything together. We played sports, we did music, we just kind of hung out. But we were also getting into some other things. I won't go into details, but the police department was rather interested. They came to our house, we went to the station, and we had a juvenile court hearing, and the rest I don't really care to even mention. But we were headed downhill, and we were headed down fast. And he didn't seem to care too much. In fact, he had a kind of nonchalant attitude. When we came out of the juvenile court hearing, he was like, "We got away with it." And I was like, "Whew, yeah, but we got to do something about it." He was like, "Yeah, do it again." And I wasn't so sure I was interested in that. Around the same time, there was a man that God brought into my life, a fellow named Jack, and he was working on sharing the gospel with unchurched high school kids, and I guess he put me in that list because I wasn't going to church anymore. He was a University of Pittsburgh student hanging out in our high school working with a group called Young Life, and he was befriending me over a period of weeks and months. At one point, he stopped me and he said, "Would you like to go to Young Life?" And I said, "No." In my school, to be cool was the rule, and to be religious, well, that practically defined what it meant to be uncool. You know, there were two or three kids carrying these big Bibles around, and I didn't want to be labeled, I didn't want to be identified with them. And then the next week, he happened to mention to me, giving me a ride home, "Oh, by the way, Kathy so-and-so is going to be there tonight." And I don't know how he knew of my interest in Kathy. But I said, "What time does it start?" And so he picked me up and he brought me there, and I got a little bit of extra time talking to a girl I hadn't really had a chance to know. And I went again the next week and the next, and pretty soon he felt enough courage to ask me to go to a retreat. And so I spent a whole weekend with all these religious people, and basically for one reason, because in my heart I knew that Kathy was going to go to that retreat. And she did. And then we went to the talks, and she was tuned into that. I was tuned into her, I think. And I heard this guy start talking a lot about Jesus. And on Saturday night, he kept pointing us to the cross. And there was a cross in the wall up front, just like there is now. And he kept pointing to the cross. And he kept saying things like, "Do you take your sin seriously?